listener production.
Hi and welcome to Central Queensland Local News. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Showers developing for Emerald today in a top of 32 degrees, partly cloudy elsewhere, 34 in Rocky, 32 in Gladstone. Here's what we're covering this Tuesday, January 31. Bruce Highway closure sparks fears for Gladstone mothers. ATSB now investigating train derailment and the CQ town that saved its post office. Expectant mothers dealing with the Gladstone Maternity Ward bypass have been left anxious and uncertain after the Bruce Highway closed for a period earlier this week. A train derailment forced the Bruce to be shut, and with back roads flooded, access for vehicles between Gladstone and Rocky was limited. Gemma Manwaring from Save Gladstone Maternity Ward says she was inundated with messages from concerned parents worried they wouldn't be able to get to Rocky to deliver.
In instances where medical care can't be provided here, a lot of people are transferred out of Gladstone Hospital. It's not as though we have a Royal Flying Doctor plane waiting at the airport or choppers on standby.
A locum doctor has arrived in Gladstone Hospital ahead of 24/7 emergency care returning, though no date for that has been confirmed. Meantime, the state's peak medical body has welcomed the news a record number of frontline workers are starting their careers with Queensland Health. Locally, Rockhampton Hospital will be getting 36 new young doctors. But the president of the AMAQ, Dr. Maria Bolton, says it's hard to say whether numbers alone can solve staff shortages.
We're calling for a workforce plan. We need to know exactly where the deficits are and exactly how many doctors we need into the future. I think that without having that plan and knowing that data, it's really difficult to comment on whether the amount of interns starting this year is going to be enough.
To other news now, Sunday night's train derailment and collision is now under investigation by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau. Rail operator Aurizon also says the Office of the National Rail Safety Regulator is on the scene, and once they release the scene, it could take up to 5 days to reopen the track to trains. And the community spirit has won over in a small central Queensland town, banding together to build a new post office. Residents of Jamba, north of Billawheeler, had to find a new spot to send mail when the current staff wanted to retire. Banana Mayor Nev Ferrier says the community raised the money itself to keep a post office in the community.
It's a pub and a hall sort of a town with a few houses, but great little settlement, and the post office is a big part of that. If you've got somewhere for people to gather, they're going to sell coffee here in the morning as well, so it's going to be a great little trip.
Let's take a look at some sport now. A milestone will be reached in the new Gladstone Speedway tonight as the lights are switched on for the very first time. The new track has been 5 years in the making and is located within the CQ Motorsports Complex at Bunnarabee. And signatures have started trickling in ahead of the new NBL 1 basketball season. Jarvis Summers has been the first player announced by the Rockhampton Rockets. The point guard joined the side late last year, averaging 20 points and 13.5 assists, while 2x MVP Lara McSpadden will return for her third season with the Cyclones. And now you're up to date with what's happening in CQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.